Hey, good job. Good day. Titled my message is The Temptation of Jesus by Satan. We kind of understand. Doesn't Satan just tempt us almost daily? Scripture comes to us from Matthew chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. May we hear the word of the Lord. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterwards, he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But Jesus answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dare your dash your feet against the stone." Then Jesus said to him, "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Verse 8, again the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said unto him, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Satan said to him, Then Jesus said unto him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only will you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Even before all this filthness on the movies now, the murders, robs, rapes, all this internet pornography as well, rampant materialism, online gambling, there was temptation. Even Jesus faced it. And in studying this example, we can learn a lot about becoming victors like Jesus. Or we can learn how to become victims. Do you want to be a victor or victim in this situation? The scripture tells us how to be victors. In the fourth chapter of Matthew, we have what Christ did to succeed against this devil. Let's look at it. Christ was led by the Spirit. The word led or sent does not convey the idea of gentle guidance. Scripture says that he led him out into the desert. He didn't go to New York City. He didn't go to Las Vegas. He didn't go to any of these places, large cities. Even in that day, the number one place if you wanted to go for a fun weekend was Corinth. They didn't go there either, did they? When Satan came to Adam and Eve, he took the initiative, resulting in sin entering the human race. But in this story, Jesus deliberately, under the power of the Holy Spirit, went forth to confront Satan. Resulting in what? Resulting in victory being made available to all of the human race. Now, what does this teach us? A couple of things. One, living a life that pleases God does not exempt us from temptation. Jesus Christ was even tempted, but he never wavered. He quoted scripture to the devil. No sooner had God said, "You are my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased," what had happened right before this was John the Baptist baptized Jesus. And he comes right up out of the water and walks off to pray, and bam, there's the devil. Secondly, being led by the Spirit does not really exempt us from temptation. However, we know it's going to happen. And as long as we're in the body of flesh, we're going to struggle. We are human. The good news is that if we allow the Spirit to lead us, He will empower us to overcome temptation. Secondly, Jesus was tempted by Satan. The word tempted has two ideas. One, an attraction towards sin, or a test or a trial. In this case, it was a temptation towards sin. Suppose you were given the assignment to expose someone to the temptations of Satan in their most potent form. Have you ever felt like you were being tempted to go to somebody and get them to sin with you? I have to admit, I have. Back in the day, BC, before Christianity, what did I, and Sue could tell you, I ran with a crowd. I never smoked, dope, jump rope, eat potted meat, stand in the middle of the street. I didn't do any of that stuff, but I did everything else. So I guess we all were tempted by Satan. You know, we could say, the devil took Christ to the desert. I could say the devil drugged me through the mud and back, then quicksand, then back. But God was very patient with me, and I'm sure He has been with you as well. Why? It is to remind us that temptation is not so much an outward showing or stuff. But first and foremost, it is an inner struggle. My problem with temptation is not the attractive stuff around me. I don't care much for the bling or all that stuff. Mine is a heart problem. My problem is my own evil desire. Thirdly, Christ was strengthened by the angels. Jesus was led by the Spirit and he was tempted by Satan. But he was not abandoned by God, and neither will we.
Amen.
Perhaps the angels did for Jesus what they had done for Elijah. You know, Elijah was fed by the birds, and Elijah was fed by the Holy Spirit. Daniel was protected by the Holy Spirit when he was in the lion's den. And we could go on and on and on throughout the scripture. People that were led by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Who did not give in. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. If there was ever a time when you wanted to give in, that would have been a time, wouldn't it? We're going to throw you in a fiery pit. And instead of them succumbing to Satan and all his representatives there, they stood firm, they stood fast, and they said, "Our Lord God will protect us." Now that's faith.
Amen.
That is faith. Got cold chills all over me thinking about what they had to go through. It's, we have to go through a little bit, but compared to what they had to go through, we don't go through much, do we? We may wonder if God really does care for us. And have you ever talked to somebody and they said, you know, number one, is there a real God? People that get cancer or people that get whatever disease, they may or get their legs shot off in combat. People are blown up in combat. What's the old saying? There's no atheist in a foxhole. A lot of truth in that. A lot of truth. When confronted like Jesus was, Jesus stood firm. We can ultimately say, Jesus really wasn't tempted, was he? He went through the process, but he more or less laughed at Satan. And then we say, yes, yes, many times, yes, he does care for us. He does provide for all of us all the assistance we need to be victorious over temptations, over trials, over tribulations. Jesus was all points tempted like us, though without sin. He responded to Satan three times. What were the three words? It is written. It is written. It is written. That's how Jesus started off his answers to Satan. It is written in the Holy Scriptures, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you in their lands, they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus said to him, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. I can remember when I was young and some of my group wanted to tempt one of our leaders. So be careful what you ask for. You might get it. And they ended up, to me, in my word, they were tempting Jesus. Again, be careful what you ask for. Jesus had committed God's word to memory. And in the face of temptation, he responded with Scripture. We need to be filled with the Scripture and with the Spirit day by day. We don't need to read Scripture on Sundays. Put the Bible down when we get home. Not pick it up until the next Sunday. That's really not learning Scripture, is it? That's not taking Scripture to heart. We are called to read Scripture daily. And how are we supposed to build up our immunity towards temptations if we don't learn Scripture? God provides the resources we need to counter temptation. He doesn't abandon us. He always provides a divinely planned exit from temptation. And if God provides a way of escape, we don't have to give in to sin, do we? Strengthened by His Holy Word and filled with His Holy Spirit, we have the ability to remain self-controlled and to say no to the devil's allurement. Think about the area of temptation which you may be struggling. Talk to God about it and yield that area to the control of the Holy Spirit. Ask Him to help you through His Spirit. Take the way of escape to the Lord. The way of escape is through the Holy Spirit. And knowledge of the ways He can help you. May we all do that on a daily basis, not just on Sundays. May we pray. Heavenly Father, you have shown us a way to avoid temptation. We are all going to be tempted. Lord, we can, through you, with your Holy Spirit by our side, we can bypass this temptation. We can succeed. We can become victors instead of victims. And we thank you, Father. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Our closing hymn is God is so good, and He is.
Amen.
Actually, God is so great. If you haven't given your life to Christ, please come forward and give your life to Christ. If you would like to join our church, we would love to have you. God is so good. May we stand as we sing.